Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow.
It was another tough day out there. The S&P 500 is now down 5 straight sessions, and the mood is definitely getting heavier.
It really is. So what was the driver behind today's selling pressure? It felt relentless.
It was a classic 1-2 punch. First, you had more hawkish Fed officials on the wires. Kansas City Fed President Schmid basically said he's in no hurry to cut rates. Then Cleveland's President Hammack said she sees no imminent case for cuts because inflation is still too high.
That definitely pours some cold water on the market's rate cut hopes. And I'm guessing the economic data didn't provide any relief?
Not at all. It actually made things worse. The Philly Fed survey was a big miss, but the real story was buried inside that report. The prices paid and prices received components both jumped up, signaling accelerating inflation. We saw the same thing in the S&P PMI reports. A sharp increase in input prices, which they're blaming on tariffs.
So, higher prices. But what about the economy? Any signs of weakness there?
That's the other side of the coin. Initial jobless claims also jumped higher than expected. When you combine rising inflation with weakening employment data, well, you start hearing whispers of the S-word, stagflation. It's a toxic mix for the market.
Got it. And that's being reflected in rate cut expectations, right? The odds for September are falling.
Exactly. According to the CME FedWatch tool, the probability of a September cut has dropped from over 92% a week ago to just about 73% now. That's a huge shift, and it's why you're seeing Treasury yields, like the 10-year, creeping back up to 4.33%.
So with that macro backdrop, let's talk about where the money was flowing. It felt like a very divided market today.
It was completely divided. You had a couple of bright spots in energy materials, which benefited from higher oil prices. But the real story was the broad-based weakness, especially in consumer staples. That sector was down over 1%.
And you can point the finger directly at one company for that, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. Walmart. WMT had its first earnings miss since May of 2022, and the stock got punished for it, down about 4.5%. They specifically cited increasing costs from tariffs. A miss from a bellwether like Walmart sends a real ripple of fear through the entire consumer space.
And what about the mega caps? The market leaders that have carried us all year.
They were under pressure again. Not as severe as yesterday, but still a drag. Tech, consumer discretionary, they were all pulled lower. Interestingly, the Russell 2000, the small cap index, actually finished slightly positive. It suggests a bit of a rotation away from the giants.
Okay, let's zoom into the indices themselves. SPY and QQQ are sitting at critical levels heading into Friday, especially with Fed Chair Powell's big speech at Jackson Hole looming.
They are coiled incredibly tight. For SPY, the line in the sand is 635. We've tested that level repeatedly, and it's held as support. The ceiling, or resistance, is up at 636.50. It's a very narrow range.
And for the QQQ?
A similar story. It's consolidating. The floor is around 562.50, and the resistance to break is 563.80. What's really interesting is the huge spike in volume we saw at 3:30 p.m., right into the close.
Right, I saw that. What's your read on that? Institutional activity?
That's big money moving, no doubt. It could be firms rebalancing, or it could be them placing their bets ahead of Powell's speech. The fact that the indices held those key support levels on that volume is significant. It tells me a decisive move is coming. We just don't know which way yet.
Speaking of decisive moves, let's hit some individual stocks. The ugliest one on my screen today was Coty. A complete disaster.
An absolute train wreck. The stock was down over 21%. They reported an unexpected loss when analysts were looking for a profit, revenue declined for the third straight quarter, and their forward-looking guidance was just awful. They're blaming weakness in the high-end U.S. consumer beauty market, which is a major red flag.
Wow. So that's the bad news. On the flip side, what's actually working? What continuation plays are on your watch list for tomorrow?
This is where you have to be a surgeon. You can't just buy the market. You have to find the pockets of relative strength. Healthcare and certain tech names are holding up beautifully. A perfect example is Intuitive Surgical, ticker ISRG. They announced a stronger collaboration with a key customer, and the stock acted great on a down day, showing real power.
Okay, ISRG is one. Any others showing that kind of strength?
Yes, look at Analog Devices, ADI. It's in that semiconductor space that's been under pressure. But this name is bucking the trend. It's seeing volume-supported rallies. These are the names you want to focus on. the ones that are strong when the market is weak.
So those are the continuation plays. What about anticipation setups? Stocks that are coiling and could be ready to break out if Powell gives the market something to cheer about.
Great question. This is about being prepared. On that list, Salesforce, ticker CRM, is a standout. It's been building a great base, showing signs of strong accumulation, and looks ready to challenge that $248 to $250 resistance area. I also like Grainger, GWW, in the industrial sector. It's been grinding higher with solid volume. It's a picture of quiet strength.
So the takeaway is to have these lists ready. The strong names that are already moving, and the ones that are setting up to move.
Precisely. You have to be prepared for either scenario. If Powell is dovish and the market rips higher, names like CRM and ISRG could be your leaders. If he's hawkish and the market sells off, you watch these same names to see if they hold their key support levels. That relative strength tells you everything.
All right. So the market is on a knife's edge. We have a cautiously bearish sentiment, critical technical levels on the indices, and it all comes down to what Fed Chair Powell says tomorrow. That's our prep for the day ahead. Thanks for listening.